Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood discipline guru. Welcome back to the Discipline Switch, where we turn those wobbly, I'll-get-to-it-laters into unstoppable go-getters. Today, we're diving headfirst into a topic that can seriously change your life, setting healthy boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly saying yes, even when you want to scream no? Like you're always giving, giving, giving without getting anything back? You know that feeling when someone walks all over your time and energy, leaving you drained and resentful? Yeah, we've all been there, but guess what? It doesn't have to be your reality anymore. In today's crazy world, where everyone's vying for our attention, learning how to set those healthy boundaries is like putting on a superhero cape. You become the master of your own time and energy, and that feeling, let me tell you, is incredible. It's about recognizing your worth, understanding what you need to thrive, and communicating it clearly, without apology. All right. Let's get down to business with five key takeaways that'll have you building those boundary walls like a boss. First off, know yourself. What are your values? Your priorities? What drains you? What energizes you? Take some time for self-reflection. Journal, if that helps. Really dig deep and understand what makes you tick. You gotta know your own needs before you can communicate them to others. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, right? Same goes for your life. Number two, practice saying no. And I mean really practice it. It might feel awkward at first, but trust me, the more you do it, the easier it gets. Start small. Decline that extra meeting if your schedule's packed. Politely pass on that social event if you need some downtime. Remember, saying yes to everything means saying no to yourself and your well-being. Third, communicate clearly. When you set a boundary, make it clear and direct. Avoid vague language or beating around the bush. For example, instead of saying, "I'm pretty busy," try, "I can't take on any more projects right now." Being direct saves time and avoids misunderstandings. Next up, set realistic expectations. You can't be everything to everyone all the time. It's okay to acknowledge your limits and let people know what you can realistically handle. Don't overcommit yourself just to please others. Remember that taking care of yourself is essential. Finally, stand your ground. This one's crucial. When you set a boundary, be prepared to stick to it. People might push back, try to guilt trip you, or even get angry. That's okay. Remember why you set the boundary in the first place and stand firm. Don't let anyone dim your light. Think about that friend who always shows up late for everything, or that coworker who constantly dumps their work on you. They both sound familiar, right? You know, it took me years to realize that I was letting them walk all over my time and energy. And honestly, it wasn't until I started setting boundaries, saying no to favors, scheduling dedicated me time, and communicating my needs clearly that I felt like a whole new person. Suddenly, I had more time for the things that truly mattered. I felt less stressed and resentful, and I even had more energy to give to the people who actually deserved it. It's amazing what happens when you prioritize yourself. Remember, setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care. It's about honoring your needs, respecting your time, and protecting your energy. By doing so, you create space for healthier relationships, a more fulfilling life, and ultimately, a whole lot more happiness. Ready to take charge of your life and set those boundaries like a pro? Start by identifying one area where you need to establish a clearer boundary. It could be with a friend, family member, coworker, or even with yourself. Once you've pinpointed that area, write down exactly what that boundary looks like. Be specific about what you're willing and not willing to do. Then practice communicating it clearly and confidently. And hey, don't forget to share your boundary-setting wins with me on social media. Let's create a community of empowered individuals who know their worth and aren't afraid to stand up for themselves. Until next time, keep switching those disciplines and living your best life.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.